Vince Dragonetti, is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. Good, thank you.
What did you think about the governor signing this bill, and what's that mean for the Ingham County Road Commission?
Well, I'm glad he finally did it. It was delayed, you know, as I think you even mentioned in one of the news reports earlier, from early December, and then it finally did get passed in the past three weeks or so. So we've been waiting for the governor to sign it, and I know, you know, you reported also that we did here locally, 15 out of 16, vote to eliminate this board as an intent. So at that point, we could only pass it as an intent because it was not a law. There was a proposal, a bill on the table, so to speak. And so at this point, now it is law. We do have the power to do this. And so what's going to happen, you know, effective today, things will start moving forward. And no, we're not going to be delaying this for a year like some of the people at that road commission keep talking about for the past month.
So there have to be a couple of public hearings, and then you'll move forward?
Well, yeah, I've heard that a few times the past day, and honestly, the final bill, I'm not sure if the final bill said that. And even if it did, we know we already had our public hearings previous to what we were doing. So that has been done to the best of my knowledge. But also, my understanding is that part of this bill had to do, if there's an election that's going to go on of the public, you know, the electorate out there, that was also part of the proposal. So I'm not sure if it got fine-tuned to the end, but I do know we had like five or six hearings along the way that, you know, this was being aired out over and over. So, yeah, was it in the final bill? It may or may not be. I don't know that.
You said 15 of 16 voted in favor of the resolution that should this bill be signed, that the road commission be dissolved. Who was the person who voted against it?
Well, I don't like to say who they are.
Come on, Vince.
There was a reason. I think he had. There were personal reasons involving family, who's also a member of a road commission in the nearby county. So I think there were some other things at work there. So,
is it a matter of public record?
Yeah, it should be.
Well, who is it then? Come on.
Todd Tennis.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't attack him for him.
I understand. We're not picking on him, but if it's part of public record, it is what it is. Now, my question to you, from your perspective, it sounds like you need to kind of know what the details are, but what happens next in regards to this?
Well, now we wait for the controller, who may already have planning and detailed procedures of the steps to take for the actual physical takeover. And I'm hearing different numbers out there, how long it's going to take, and I'm not so sure it's going to take anywhere near as long as I'm hearing out there, because one of the bigger things has to do with their retirement benefits and their health care benefits and the union contracts. I'm not so sure that'll take all that long. I think a lot of the waiting is going to have to do with us. You know, our county services has to move this through, and then it has to go to the meeting of the whole. All 16 members have to formally vote on it. So that's procedural, has to happen. And during this time, I'm sure what's happening, internally, is that the plans are being designed, which we don't see yet, because it just actually got signed yesterday. So at that point, and, a few of the commissioners even said this a few weeks ago, is that, we want to see these plans for the actual step-by-step procedural takeover for a smooth, handoff.
Vince, isn't this almost astonishing how there was so much drama with this that you wondered what was going to happen, and so much power being thrown around, and then all of a sudden, it's gone?
Yeah, this is a study of an abuse of power. This is an abuse of power of one person at the road commission and at least one county commissioner, and really taking this to the square, up to a higher level of saying, look over there, a bird, look at that way, when they were really diverting attention into things that had nothing to do with cleaning our roads and making them safer, repairing our roads, plowing our roads, and it's come to pass that these were all falsehood. There were lies being thrown all over the place. Some people like to use the word, say, well, there are falsehoods and errors. There were lies. Blatantly there were lies going on.
All right, Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.